There's a wideness in God's mercy I cannot find in my own, and it keeps this fire burning to melt this heart of stone. Keeps me aching with the yearning, keeps me glad to have been caught in the restless raging fury that they call the love of God. I've seen no band of angels, but I've heard the soldiers' songs. Love hangs over them like a banner. Love within them leads them on to the battle, on the journey, and it's never gonna stop. Ever widening their mercies and the fury of His love. Oh, the Lord, the door has opened, the door hell could never close. Here I'm tested, made worthy, tossed about, lifted up. And the reckless rage and fury that they call the love of God.
Welcome to Pastor Primer, First Love, the introduction. This series of messages is going to be a last call by the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, in the heart of God and His words to us in Scripture. Can you hear? Going to have encouragement and perspective in these messages. With this new purpose for what is really a new audience, but one that speaks truly to an end time need for those who have a heart to listen. It's for anyone who's in leadership, a pastor, a leader in a church setting, any presenter, whether it's social media or anywhere else. The Lord has prompted this because of the widespread pollution, fragmentation, corruption in corporate religion, and confusion everywhere in religion and faith. We'll address that in future messages. Here is the beginning of our mission. Are you willing to humbly seek divine guidance? If this seems like a redundant question, please consider it asked humbly. What follows are teachings and warnings, which may be for you. The teachings are old and new Bible testaments for this moment and for you. The patriarchs and the sacrifice will speak to the needs of many in leadership and others. Do you teach the things that you know? Do you still believe? You are responsible for the many and will be held accountable. Does that matter to you? Would you like some fresh perspective to check your own well-being? Did you enter seminary with the love of God and your own personal testimony? Did you exit seminary as a businessman? If you never had a true call in your life, would you take one up now? These and other questions will need answers in your own life, if not now, inevitably. Lord God of creation is taking the middle road of indecision away. Are you truly, really ready? What would give you back? What would you give back to him in faith? This channel has a new purpose. Much like the letters of the churches in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, the Apocalypse of Jesus, leaders will be reminded and warned. With those letters, destruction will soon follow. The messenger is the echo of the word of God and the truth prayerfully found in your own hearts. Like his heart for the people, the Lord God has a heart for the leaders, pastors, and rabbis and priests. Having a heart for the Almighty supersedes religion and culture. Love what he loves. Be blessed. I want to make a short, hopefully better read version of this. Sort of a take two. We'll deal with this in the archives. Are you willing to humbly seek divine guidance? If this seems like a redundant question, please consider it asked humbly. What follows are teachings and warnings, which may be for you. The teachings are Old and New Testament Bible for this moment and for you. The patriarchs and the sacrifice will speak to the needs of many in leadership and others. Do you teach the things you know? Do you still believe? You are responsible for many and will be held accountable. Does that matter to you? Would you like some fresh perspective to check your own well-being? Did you enter seminary with the love of God and your own personal testimony? Did you exit seminary as a businessman? If you never had a true call in your life, would you take one up now? These and other questions will need answers in your own life, if not now, inevitably. The Lord God of creation is taking the middle road of indecision away. Are you really, truly ready? What would you give back to him in faith? This channel has a new purpose, much like the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, the Apocalypse of Jesus Christ. Leaders will be reminded and warned. As with those letters, destruction will soon follow. The messenger is the echo of the word of God and the truth prayerfully found in your own hearts. Like his heart for the people, the Lord God has a heart for the leaders, pastors, rabbis, and priests. Having a heart for the Almighty supersedes religion and culture. Love what he loves. Be blessed.